This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Ayman and Chuck. And joining us today in the studio for the Market Wrap is Sean Tanis. Experts believe that demand for diversity and inclusion, or D&I professionals, will increase in 2020 and beyond. A report also says that the job could pay a median of $126,000. What's your story here, Sean?
Yeah, so a report by CNBC basically looked at how workplace equality gained its momentum on the global agenda over the last decade, or towards the end of last decade, I would say, like 2018-2019. So in the 2020 job trends report by Glassdoor, it's predicted that recruitment of D&I specialists will become a huge priority for employers in the coming years. And this is basically to modernize their corporate culture and also attract new employees. And the role of these D&I staff involves recruitment, HR and leadership duties, and also the demand for the position has surged 106% in the UK, and in this is just last year, and also Germany saw a 79% increase, and on top of that, job postings for this role surged 53% in France and up to 30% in the US alone.
I can kind of get this. I mean, I have a friend in the UK who told me that they just made a diversity hire as well, you know, like actually hiring somebody because they came from a different background and to represent diversity in the company. So it's strange times we're living in. In the report, Glassdoor chief economist Andrew Chamberlain also said that in 2020 and beyond, this uptrend in position will actually continue. So he said that this is mainly because companies are becoming more aware of building an inclusive workforce to drive lasting change.
Right. So I mean, when I first heard this, like, it sounded like, how are you like going to make this like a United Nations of company, you know?
Yeah.
How does it work, right? So apparently, like, last year, about 2/3 of D&I roles have been opened at companies with employers who are huge. So they have about 1,000 plus employees. So according to Chamberlain, the reason for this is like bigger employers have faced higher levels of public and regulatory scrutiny than many other employees. However, with 64% of employers expected to invest in D&I in the coming months, it's also expected that smaller employers would also hire staff for these positions. So he also said that many companies have learned over the last decade that words without action typically don't lead to any change. So that means, like, if you're saying we need to be more inclusive and all that, are you doing that in your own company first? So are you hiring? Are you practicing these values and principles in your own structure? So I think this is where everything is leading to us towards next, I think, 1 or 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it also depends, I guess, like if you have a company of like 3 people, how diverse could you possibly be? Like,
kind
of,
right.
Right. Yeah, so this issue of diversity and inclusion and perhaps even discrimination, I think it's an ongoing conversation that continues to be an important topic at the workplace. And there was a report recently that came out that found that I think more than half of Malaysians felt discriminated at work. And I think we'll cover this topic perhaps tomorrow, because I think it's a very interesting one to cover. So anyway, back home on Bursa Malaysia, shares of TH Heavy Engineering rose to a 1-year high. How's the counter, Sean?
Yeah, so shares of TH Heavy Engineering jumped about 22% during the morning trade, and this is its highest in a year. And they reported a net profit of 2.67 million ringgit in the third quarter, which is about 97% lower than the sum they made in the previous corresponding quarter. But that's basically due to the absence of their debt waiver as part of its scheme of arrangement. So for the cumulative 9 months, the group posted a net profit of 9.7 million ringgit compared to losses in the previous year. So today at close, they closed 2 cent higher at 11 cent.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.